Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Reviews. We can't thank you enough. Matt and I had a blast recording Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah, and we hope you enjoyed. Coming up next, we have The Blob from 1958, but this week we have some special bonus content. I was recently invited by one Patrick Kozicki, the producer and co-host of Gays Do the D, a Disney podcast, to talk about 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, a 1954 big budget epic adventure that does happen to feature one well-known sea monster, the giant squid, the Kraken. And honestly, that movie is just a ride. So if you haven't watched that, do go ahead and do that. Then go ahead and give this episode a listen. You can do so at either Gays Do the D podcast or patreon.com/campkaiju, where you can gain access to that episode and more monster movie content coming at you as little as $3 a month all the way to $15 a month. So I'll shut up now. Enjoy this clip. And until next time, stay campy.
The motion picture screen explodes with unprecedented power as the two masters of imagination, Jules Verne and Walt Disney, join to bring you a shattering new experience in entertainment. Read by countless millions, translated into 18 languages, this classic adventure is a story of measureless scope, fraught with fantastic beauty and danger. Four great stars give the spark of life to its leading characters in a series of inspirational performances. Kirk Douglas as the master harpooner, Ned Land.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two. About the flats and fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true. I swear by my tattoo.
James Mason is Captain Nemo, who held the destiny of the world in his hands.
The real story of the ocean depths begins where you left off. Wonders that defy my powers of description. The secrets that are mine alone.
Paul Lucas as Professor Aronnax of the Paris Institute.
I asked you to leave, Professor. You also asked me ashore. To show me man's inhumanity to man. Why? To justify this? You are not only a murderer, you are a hypocrite. The proof lies out there.
You call that murder?
Peter Lorre as Conseil.
Sure we're friends.
Go ahead.
Hit me.
Hmm? Hit me.
You mean that?
Sure, go ahead. You can't miss it. Now we are friends.
The most vivid scenes from the novel become unforgettable on the screen. The luxurious interior of the submarine. The revelation of the hidden mysteries of the deep.
We do our hunting and farming here.
Underwater?
The sea supplies all my wants.
The mighty harvests of the ocean kingdom. The strange creatures that menace the intruders on the ocean floor. And after a safe return, the memorable dinner party.
It's remarkable. This tastes like veal.
The flavor deceives you. That is fillet of sea snake.
Hmm. I guess this isn't lamb. Then.
That is brisket of blowfish with sea squid dressing, basted in barnacles.
What is it?
It's a recipe of my own. Sotie of unborn octopus.
And to stay in your memory as the most thrilling sequence ever photographed in motion picture history, the terrifying battle with the giant squid.
Special effects, if we're talking about 1954, yeah, I was especially taken by the Kraken at the end. And may I get into a little,
yeah,
little, okay,
of course,
a little monster context here.
That's why we have you on the show.
What? Okay,
So 1954, the original Godzilla came out.
That's right.
Another. So that arguably more of a landmark movie than 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea for like worldwide cinema, but 20,000 Leagues has its place in film history. But anyways, Godzilla is portrayed by a man in a rubber suit. So that's one way to portray a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Over in the States, monsters in the early 50s were either portrayed by sort of a stop motion claymation type deal, sort of like King Kong.
Right.
And that was big in the 1950s. Or they filmed live animals and did some editing to make them look larger than life.
They did the scaling aspect, the ratios,
right,
or whatever.
So you can imagine a B-movie version of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea has an actual octopus like in a tank swimming over little model people.
Right, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe touching a toy submarine or something.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So to see these kind of practical effects in play in 20,000 Leagues, honestly, in my experience watching monster movies, is ahead of its time.
Hmm.
You know, you could think about monster effects in the 1980s being as good as what I saw in 20,000 Leagues. So, yeah, high praise for the special effects team in my book.
Agreed. Wholly agreed. It felt to me, watching it, felt like, save for the underwater sequences that had to be done via film, this almost felt like a play to me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It felt like you could see this on stage somewhere.
Yeah.
In that, like, the giant squid, the Kraken, was really well done. I was like, this is top notch. There are, like, several, like, tens of people operating this big, huge,
right.
Which is a lot. I mean, like, it was enormous, the scale of this thing, on the actual scaled Nautilus that was holding, you know, 20 men at the same time. With incredible
with the waves and the rain.
With the waves and the rain and all of the camp. Like, and they got multiple shots, and it was pretty incredible.
I wish there was more Kraken in this movie.